Let's begin.
This is the Boss.
I'm the Boss.
And the Gloss. On SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Here are your hosts, David Gal and Carla Dawson. I got that
sunshine in my pocket. An amazing Hall of Fame night here.
We had Hall of Fame in baseball yesterday, the induction.
Yes.
Today, we're killing it with Hall of Fame football Hall of Fame guests.
Well, Warren Moon in the first hour. I mean, he's amazing. He is Warren Moon. You know, the last time I saw him, I think he's early 60s, but he looked like he was 42. Still chiseled, still in great shape, still looked like he could throw the ball 70 yards.
I mean, he's a 9-time Pro Bowler, Pro Bowl MVP, football Hall of Fame. I mean, he played 23 seasons, and you know what? He still owns 37 franchise records for the Tennessee Titans.
Amazing.
Because the Oilers became the Titans. 37. You should see the list. It's crazy town.
Well, he has two Grey Cups from Canada, too, because, of course,
right.
he competed
That's
at the
right.
Canadian Football League before
he
came
right.
into the Oilers then. So that's Hour 1, Hall of Famer Hour number 1. And now we got Hall of Famer coming up, Charles Haley. Remember, he's a guy, the first
Remember,
one to get, well, five,
I love me some Charles
count them
Haley.
Five Super Bowl rings.
He was the first 5-time Super Bowl winner in the NFL.
Yeah.
So all you Patriots, take a backseat to Mr. Haley.
Well.
Because he was the front, the pioneer.
Did it with two teams, the 49ers and the Cowboys. I really do think that he was a catalyst for putting the Cowboys defense over the top. They had a lot of good pieces. Guys like Tony Tolbert, very good players. But that elite pass rushing ability that Charles Haley brought to the Cowboys defense was exceptional. They had many of the other pieces. Obviously, when they got Deion at corner, they had Darren Woodson at safety. They were outstanding on defensive front. But Charles Haley was a big-time force for that Cowboys defense.
And he literally was big. 100.5 sacks in his NFL career, 12-year career.
Yep.
Ooh, those poor quarterbacks.
One of the best and a Hall of Famer coming up. It will be Charles Haley. I want to ask him about the Cowboys defensive front now because they really invested in DeMarcus Lawrence and Robert Quinn. We should also ask him about, well, Jadeveon Clowney and what he means to this Texans defense as he has a franchise tag looming.
Exactly.
All right.
I can't wait to bring him in.
It'll be Charles Haley, Hall of Famer, when we return here on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line, it's a real treat. It's Hall of Famer Charles Haley. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, David. Hey, Carla.
Well, let's start. Tell us about the Tackle Tomorrow event that you're holding.
It's a fundraiser we hold for to raise money for inner city kids. Our objective is to help every kid learn to read. So we raise money for that, and we do it at Topgolf on the 26th of August.
Fantastic. Look forward to that. Now, can we talk some football with you?
Go for it.
All right, I want to talk some Cowboys. Cowboys have some big defensive ends now, some guys with pedigree, DeMarcus Lawrence, Robert Quinn, and even a former first-round draft pick, Taco Charlton. How do you think they're set on the defensive front now?
You know, every, right now on paper, they're looking really, really good. But, you know, injuries, you know, Taco got to come out this year. He got to have a really good training camp. Hopefully, you know, when you look at the interior, he's done. Marinelli been taking chicken boo and turning it into chicken salad. So you know what? He got some talent now. I can't wait to see what he does with it.
Okay, Charles, I'm going to ask you to put on your hat. I'm going to ask you to be Stephen Jones for me for a minute. Since you are a former Cowboy, former Super Bowl winning Cowboy, So right now there's some, you know, young guys making some headlines in Dallas. Ezekiel Elliott wants a new deal with 2 years remaining on his rookie deal. Dak says, I'm not going to take a hometown discount. You're Stephen Jones. What do you do heading into training camp? Who do you prioritize, and do you extend either of these guys now?
If they want to win, they've got to take care of. You know, they brought a lot of weapons in here, receivers. You know, they got a good offensive line, but you need Zeke in order to make the offense run. It can't be just become a throwing offense. So you got to get both of the guys done. They just got to figure out a way to do it. You know, when you put your franchise on the back of a running back, you know, and a quarterback, you just got to pay him.
We're talking to five-time Super Bowl champion Charles Haley. Let's talk about another one of your former teams, the 49ers. Their defensive front, loaded with a lot of guys who have real pedigree. They added Nick Bosa to Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner. Solomon Thomas is there, D. Ford. Do you think they have perhaps the best defensive front in the league?
They got a lot of talent. Hey, but, you know, talent can only get you but so far. You know, I try to tell guys, you know, it boils down to a skill set. I hate talented athletes because that's all they use, that athleticism. They don't learn skill, you know, and I can tell you, I hurt my back. They had a bunch of first rounders behind me, but they still couldn't take my job because they didn't have a skill set. You know, so athletic is okay, but, you know, like anything else, can Mabosa take the pressure of being that pick? You know, what happens if things don't go his way early when the media get on? What does he do? Does he fold? You know, all the other guys, you know, they play in that contract gear. But you know what? Guess what? You're going to get that eight game.
So, Charles, you are the first five-time Super Bowl winner in the NFL. So, Tom Brady, take that. We're talking to the first guy who did this. So, there we go. Congratulations.
Talking about a bad boy.
That's right. So, we're broadcast here in Houston, Charles, where our Texans and standout Jadeveon Clowney, who plays your former position of linebacker and defensive end, they're at a stalemate. So, he did not sign he's an unsigned franchise player. He'll most likely miss the entire preseason and is expected to then sign a almost $60 million franchise tag before the start of the season. What are your thoughts about the franchise tag and at this position and holdouts? And honestly, WWJD, what would Jadeveon do? What should he do? What do you think?
You know what? I can't expand upon that because I held out. But you know what? I came to count. You know, as Bill Walsh said, you know what, they understand my work ethic. And, you know, he wasn't worried about me missing a week or two at training camp. But, you know, I always tell guys this, you know, ask not what the team can do for you, but what you can do for the team. And when you do that, you learn that you got, you know, the other 10 guys around you, they need you. They need your leadership. They need your ability to rush your passer. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself some questions. You know what? Is it all about me or is it all about we? And we always win.
We're talking to five-time Super Bowl champion Charles Haley. So who are the top defensive ends who stand out to you today?
You know what? I'm not going there. I'm not going there because then if I don't say the right person, then people gonna be mad.
Fair enough.
I just, you know what? It's the thing about this league now is that the pass rush, you get to go one-on-one against guys, and you know, I would have cherished that moment, you know, just to line up and do that. It's a whole different. It's a whole different mindset, a whole different league now. They're not as aggressive as we were when we played.
One difference, of course, in today's league, the college systems, the RPO offenses, and they're often reading against the defensive ends. How would that have changed the way you played?
Oh, God, man. I you know what? I had a skill set. I was mobile, agile, and violent. So you know what? It would only be, I studied film. I studied technique. I studied footwork. So, you know, I pretty much knew the plays that they're going to run at me. And so that made my job easier.
Charles, talk about quickly your role in mentoring young players, which I know that you do. Like, what would you tell them today, and what do you think is the most important thing for them to know to have success in the National Football League as you did?
Well, the first thing I tell them is friends gonna get you out of the NFL because they get in trouble, but your name is the only one they call. Second thing is, hey, take care of your money. Don't, you know, your family, you can't take care of everybody. You have to take care of yourself first, and you don't need that added pressure going into preseason. And, you know, and third is, hey, let the love of the game push you forward. You know what? When I play, the blood in my body used to just start bubbling. You know, the air that I breathe just started getting lighter. I knew it was time to get out there and do some greatness. And you'll find players that will try to reach that goal, or they refuse to say Super Bowl, then guess what? They can always be fighting for second place. And you know what? If I got to be in second place, I ain't going to even try. So, you know, that mindset got to change.
Well, that, my friends, is how you get 100.5 sacks in 12 seasons, Mr. Haley. That's pretty fine.
Hey, girl, you know what? I got my butt kicked a whole bunch of times doing those things for you. But as I tell people, it's two things in my life that inspired me for greatness. Is the first one is that I graduated from James Madison. You know, I was reading the reason why I do stuff to talk tomorrow, I was reading two grade levels behind, and James Madison took a chance on me. And then, you know what? I had to stay after school. I had to stay during the summer just to catch up. And I worked so hard just to get C and graduate. And that was the hardest thing I ever done. And the other thing is, you know what? The Hall of Fame, it's okay. But those Super Bowl teams that I played with those guys and the way we sacrificed for each other, you know, I cherish that more than anything in my life.
He's Charles Haley. He's a Hall of Famer. Charles, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. Y'all stay wonderful, okay?
You too, and thanks for all the great moments. We'll be forever remembering those.
Oh, go girl. Hey, I love it.
Anytime, Charles, you come back. You're the best.
I will, dear. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care.
Bye, Dave.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, prepare for your summer road trips. Before you head out, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you hit the road will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. That's O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So Charles Haley.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of wisdom there as an NFL player.
I just want to pull up a couch and say, just talk and have my recorder going. He's awesome.
He's a big fan of the gloss.
It seemed that way. Didn't you sense some chemistry there, Jose?
I did.
I was glad he wasn't in the room. I'll just say that.
I don't mess around. I mean, I pick good friends.
Well, evidently.
Hall of Famer, 5-time Super Bowl champ. I mean, you know.
What does that say about me and the boss?
It says that you're a bad bleep, Jose.
Yeah, he is.
A compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do just any producers. I mean, I did the cream of the crop. That's you. And I just don't work for any boss.
She worked for the boss.
The boss.
Fantastic.
That's how it goes.
You know, the whole, well, funny, we talked MLB, and there was a great article about what's it like to be traded, right? You're playing for a team one day, and then you're called into the office. Sorry, we need you to pack up your bags. Tomorrow night, you'll be playing for another team in another uniform. And I was thinking how odd that would be. Like, I came into you right now, and I said, Carla, pack up your bags. Tomorrow you'll be doing a show with somebody else with a different producer. You couldn't. Jose's,
oh, no, wouldn't happen.
Jose's not going with you. Jose's not going with you. And you're just going to saddle up in some other place and step right in and start playing with other teammates. It's a bizarre concept.
It's bizarre.
Because it doesn't really happen in the real world, but it certainly happens in that world.
Right, right. Same with the NBA, too.
Oh, yeah. And in the NFL, which we return to, thanks to Charles Haley and all his wisdom.
Gosh, he really, you know what I love? I love when I ask, because I know he does mentor a lot of young players.
Yep.
And when I ask him, you know, what would you tell young guys that are coming into the league now? And, you know, obviously their salaries are insane. And I loved his three things. Remember, he said, number one, friends can get you out of the NFL. In other words, hang around with the right people.
Right.
Because they can mess with you. And he said, even if you're not doing anything, your name is associated with them. Number two, to take care of your money, meaning take care of yourself first and then deal with everybody else. And then I love, this is my favorite. Let the love of the game push you forward.
Mm.
Like, don't get to Odell Beckham. Let the love of the game push you forward. Don't worry about if you felt disrespected or this and that when you heard about a trade. You love the game. The game loves you. Just go with it. Loved it.
All right.
Yeah,
that's good wisdom from a very successful player. All right. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up, USA Today came out with its projections for the 2019 NFL season. And these projections include how the different divisions will finish, and they go all the way to the Super Bowl. And it's really...
Meanwhile, training camp has not opened yet for most of the
I NFL, know, but everybody gets to make their pick. And their picks, actually, when you look across most of their picks, there are some pretty logical choices. However, some surprises. First of all, the biggest one is that they have the Super Bowl being Chargers versus Eagles, and the Chargers coming out on top.
That is, you know, we'll just take it for what it is. That's not what I would have picked, but hey.
Well, I wanted to defend the Chargers. Pieces. They've got some excellent pieces. When you look at them offensively, they have Rivers, of course, the venerable one, the quarterback. Gordon presumably will be playing. Melvin Gordon, there's all talk about a holdout. But
I mean, presumably.
He will be there. And they've got great receiving corps with Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Travis Benjamin. Their line is pretty good. They got left tackle Russell Okung. I think there are some pieces there that are exciting. I will say I also love their number one draft pick, Jerry Tillery, the defensive tackle from Notre Dame. Yes, and he is a physical freak.
Yeah, he's great.
So don't rule out the Chargers.
I'm not ruling out the Chargers.
It's been a long time since anyone's picked the Chargers to win the Super Bowl, but USA Today has done so.
And maybe they will then fill the soccer stadium that they're playing in.
Fair enough.
Poor Chargers.
I will say
stepchild.
The Eagles, on the other side, is the NFC champ. There's really, I mean, given that the Eagles were there just 2 years ago as the champs, that's not an overwhelmingly surprising choice. But it is a huge leap of faith in Carson Wentz.
Right.
His health, his play, his sustain. Yeah. I mean, but beyond his health, he doesn't have that many games of NFL experience. Just to say he's ready to be a Super Bowl quarterback, a guy who takes, well, at least an NFC champion, that's a big leap. I mean, Nick Foles did that for the Eagles. We've not seen that out of Carson Wentz.
And Nick Foles is no longer with the Eagles. He's jumped over to the AFC South and is going to supposedly resurrect the Jacksonville Jaguars, which I can see happening. But you bring up a good point about Carson Wentz, because I think you're right. Your best ability is availability, and he has not had that because of injury. But even more so, this year, while he has been rehabbing an ACL, there has been some contention in that locker room that they don't feel he's part of it. And he has not said, I don't know what they're talking about. He has said, well, hey, I've got my head down. I'm just doing my rehab. And, you know, I can see, you know, he basically kind of admitted that, yeah, it's not perfect. And that's really on him as the signal caller. You've really got to you're the leader in that locker room. You've got to make sure it's a good place, that everybody is copacetic. And I'm not sure that that's exactly what's happening in Philadelphia.
No, it was clear last year with some of the comments coming out of Philadelphia that Wentz has some work to do with some of his teammates. Mm-hmm. Some of them were really in the Foles camp as opposed to the Wentz mm-hmm. camp. As you noted, Foles is gone. Which brings us really over to the AFC South. In these predictions, it's really telling. The Colts, number one, with a 10-6 record. Jaguars projected to finish number two, also 10-6. Titans, 9-7. And the Texans, a lowly 6-10, according to these predictions. Really surprised me the Texans would be that far back. In fact, I get it with the Colts. With the way the season ended last year.
Absolutely.
And Andrew Luck being in full form.
In Houston.
You bet. But the Texans at 6-10, I mean, that would be a devastating season.
Yes, it would. I don't like that. But, you know, right now, there's Jadeveon Clowney as a standout. I mean, hopefully he will be signing the franchise tag. I think the issue is, if you look at the AFC South, which used to be the laughingstock in the NFL, it's probably now the toughest division. If you just go down the quarterbacks, you're looking at Andrew Luck, Nick Foles, Marcus Mariota, and Deshaun Watson. Woo!
Yep.
That is heady.
Yep.
That is big time. And I think I'm trying to think why they would put the Texans at 6-10. You know, in the front office, I think there's a jumble going around because Bill O'Brien is kind of like the Roger Goodell of the NFL. He is of the Texans. He's judge, jury, executioner.
Right.
He is probably the strength and conditioning coach. He's the general manager. He's the play caller. My gosh, he is probably the dang janitor. I don't know what he doesn't do for the Texans. That could be part of it. The other thing is that I don't know, and it'll remain to see what happens during camp, if the left tackle position is set yet. They drafted, you know, a fairly unproven guy in Titus Howard. And, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, they passed up on Andre Dillard. They got duped by the Eagles. It was just a tricky way that it went down. And Deshaun Watson, you know, took a league-high 62 sacks last season. So I think that may be exactly what is dooming the Texans in this last place in the AFC South in this prediction.
Well, and they've got questions in their secondary, and they're going to face a murderer's row of quarterbacks to start the season right out of the chute. They don't get a chance to sort of
warm up. No, they start with Monday Night Football with the Saints.
Yeah, Drew Brees, then followed by Nick Foles, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, and Patrick Mahomes, the first seven games of the season for the Texans. That's tough. They better get that secondary in line.
That's why they got him as a 6-10. And you know what? I'd rather have lower expectations and outperform them if I'm a Texans fan, and I am. So let's see. Tough division.
Well, I'm more optimistic than 6-10 for the Texans.
Yeah, I am too.
There were some other surprises here, though. One of the biggest that stood out to me was the NFC West. They have the 49ers winning the West, finishing 10-6, and the Rams 9-7. So the 49ers over the Rams has to be a surprise.
Well, I would think so, but they're counting on Jimmy G to come back and to look like the Jimmy G that we remember.
You remember Jimmy Never Lose?
Yes.
We used to call him Jimmy Never Lose. He started his career 7-0, 2 wins with the Patriots, 5 with the 49ers. Jimmy Never Lose. Now he has lost and he's been injured and he's coming back
from an ACL injury.
But
they've got a really beefed up defense. They have used some high draft picks. They just got Nick Bosa. They've had Solomon Thomas from the past. They got Dee Ford this offseason. It's a formidable defense for the 49ers.
I actually, when you look at that defensive front, it's hard. Well, I just can't remember a defensive front 4 or 5, really, when you think of Solomon Thomas and Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner. So many first-round picks. Bosa, Armstead, DeForest Buckner, all first-round picks. Solomon Thomas, first-round pick. They've really invested a lot of draft capital in that front line. And then perhaps the weakness was the wide receiver position. Jimmy G does need someone to throw to, but they've shored up that position by taking someone in the second round, a wide receiver, Deebo Samuel. He is a speedster from South Carolina, and then Jalen Third in the third round from Baylor. So they've really tried to shore up. They'll have, well, two rookies they're hoping to get a contribution from at the wide receiver position.
And you know what? I like John Lynch. I like Kyle Shanahan. I think if people can turn it around, it's those two. I like what they've done.
When we come back, we're going to have our He Said, She Said segment. We'll look at some big sports quotes over the past week, and we'll offer our analysis on all things from He Said, She Said when we return on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. We now enter into the He Said, She Said segment. We'll look at what various sports luminaries have said during the course of the week, and we'll break it down. And let's begin at the Hall of Fame ceremony yesterday. As we talked about earlier in the show, Brandy Holiday, she was very emotional when discussing her late husband's career, Roy Holiday. Let's hear what Brandy had to say about Roy.
I think that Roy would want everyone to know that people are not perfect. We are all imperfect and flawed in one way or another. We all struggle. But with hard work, humility, and dedication, imperfect people can still have perfect moments. Roy was blessed in his life and in his career to have some perfect moments, but I believe that they were only possible because of the man he strived to be, the teammate that he was, and the people he was so blessed to be on the field with. I'm so humbled to say congratulations to this year's Hall of Fame inductees, to say thank you to all of you on Roy's behalf.
Candid, humble, grateful. She's a class act.
Very well said.
Wow. And he was too.
All right. Mike Mussina also gave a Hall of Fame speech, and he explained how much of an honor it was for a guy like him to get into the Hall of Fame.
Since I received the incredible and surprising news of my election to the Hall of Fame back in January, I spent a lot of time reflecting on my journey to Cooperstown. How did a kid from small town in rural PA play enough wiffle ball to make it to the major leagues and pitch there for 18 years? I was never fortunate enough to win a Cy Young Award or be a World Series champion. I didn't win 300 games or strike out 3,000 batters. And while my opportunities for those achievements are in the past, today I get to become a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Maybe I was saving up from all of those almost achievements for one last push, and this time I made it. Thank you to baseball for an awesome ride, to all the fans for supporting this great game, and to all of you for being here with me today. Thank you.
What a steady. You know, that's such an indictment on, you know what, wiffle ball. He started out talking about wiffle ball. It's really inspiring, and it's really relatable. He never won a Cy Young. He never went to a World Series, won a World Series. But he just worked hard, and he was just consistently steady and loved the game. And look what the game gave back to him.
Yes, in a strange way, it reminded me of Dan Fouts's speech at the Hall of Fame when he talked about how he'd evolved from being a good little league football player to a very good high school player and then a standout college player, an NFL rookie, an NFL player, step by step, and finally now an NFL Hall of Famer. And, well, Mike Mussina, Hall of Fame in the MLB. Now, Mariano Rivera was the last to speak. Let's hear what he had to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, first of all, I don't understand why I always have to be the last. I keep saying that for the last 20 years and last 17 years of my career. I always say, why I have to be the last one? But I guess being the last one was so special.
Well, he was a pretty good last one.
Yeah, when your postseason ERA is a .7,
amazing.
We want you as the last one, Mariano.
Right, right.
No kidding.
It's sort of funny. When I look back on his career, I remember the times he blew saves more than I remember his saves because it was so rare that Rivera would blow the save.
Oh, he had, what, 652 saves in his career?
Yeah.
Did you hear that number?
Yeah, crazy.
Holy moly.
Longevity and excellence.
And he ends up being the only unanimous vote into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And it would have been a travesty if he had not been, right?
Right.
Everybody felt that was something that needed to be.
Wow.
Okay, sticking with MLB, there was yet another unfortunate incident where a fan was struck by a baseball. This time it was off the bat of Francisco Lindor, and after yesterday's game, Lindor pleaded that MLB put in extended netting. Let's hear what Lindor had to say.
You don't want to get nobody hurt. I've heard the kid is doing well. He's in the hospital. He's getting checked. And all I know is he's in stable condition. He's doing good. So in a way, it makes me happy, but it sucks. You don't want that to happen to anybody, especially a little kid.
Did you see it run away, Frank?
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. As soon as I hit it, I knew it was headed to somebody. You know, I hit it hard, and I got around the ball, and it sucks. I encourage every MLB team to put the nets all the way down. I know defense is all about defense, the experience of interacting with players, and I completely get that. You know, you want to have that interaction with the fans, getting autographs and stuff, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure everybody comes out of this game healthy, and we got to do something about it. It sucks. Everybody feels bad. And if we can put all the nets a little bit further down, I think it'll be a lot better.
Well, I love what he said. It's very blunt. He said everybody should be able to come to a game and be able to leave,
yeah.
You know, like safely.
Right.
And when you think about it, yes, you do miss something with fan experience. I mean, they can't toss you a ball, you know, if there's netting there. But think about the most expensive seats in a ballpark. They're behind home plate. And what is in front of you? A net.
Yep.
You have to have a net.
Yep.
And these people aren't complaining about the game experience, the fan experience, and they're paying more than anybody else in the ballpark. So stop already. I know it's a decision of each Major League ballpark. I know Major League Baseball has said extended to the end of the dugouts. But to do it along the foul lines, there's just no question in my mind. The fan experience is going to still be great. Ask the people who are paying the big bucks for those seats behind home plate.
Well said. All right, let's move to Le'Veon Bell. In what I might call typical millennial fashion, he took to Instagram and he expressed his frustration with those who've been criticizing him. Let's listen to Le'Veon Bell.
Hey, real bro, I'm tired of social media. I'm tired of everybody telling me I'm
Le'Veon.
You're not focused. You only want to make music. You want to play basketball. He do everything besides play football. And let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody told me, man, I know y'all got a favorite person, a favorite athlete, your mom, your dad, whatever y'all do. So if somebody work at Target, do you think when they work from day 9 to 5, they go home and all they doing is worry about putting on the shelves? They trying to worry about what serial number's coming up? No. You think Bron is waking up, oh, he ain't having no Taco Tuesdays? Bron don't have Taco Tuesdays? Y'all think he's swooping all day? Does he Beyonce waking up singing all day? She don't go to work, she don't act. She don't do nothing else for her kids. Really, she's waking up singing. So y'all think it's legitimate for me to just, oh yeah, I ain't supposed to be in this airport on the escalator. I'm supposed to be running up the steps, huh? Working out. Getting up these damn steps, huh? That's crazy. So guess what I'm gonna do for y'all? Just for y'all, I'm gonna give y'all this one time. Run down these damn steps. Look, my nigga running down the escalator. That's what I like. I like. This is what y'all want him to do, too. This is what I got to do, too. He a normal civilian running down the escalator. I'm guessing that's what I got to do. The normal civilians, y'all just running, working out, not eating, not doing just working out all day.
Wow.
He had a lot to say. He's kind of could have stand-up comedy he could add to his list of things. I think he's pretty hilarious.
I think I followed most of what he said, but I'm not sure I got all of what he said.
Well, I think,
and then Jose kept beeping him for some reason. Darn it!
Jose wants to keep his job and doesn't want an FCC fine. That's why
I see.
He did an excellent producer job on that.
Yes, he did.
But you know, he's Le'Veon Bell is answering his haters. Is you know over social media. He dropped an album in the middle of the night, like at 1 a.m. or something. I think he was some video of him playing basketball. And honestly, that's okay for him to do all that. And I have no problem with his on-field performance. The problem is reliability and availability because he was suspended for the 2015 season, suspended for the 2016 season, sat out all of last season over contact disputes. So you can understand why people are frustrated. It's like, stop doing that stuff. Let's see you on the field. But
well, he's a handful. So
oh, he's a lot.
We'll see how this season goes with a fresh jersey.
Hilarious.
Yes. All right, let's go to the next one. Over the weekend, James Harden had his annual camp for kids and a child from the camp. Well, a kid came up to Harden and asked him a few questions about how Harden gets away with his patented step back without getting a travel call.
What made you do that traveling step back?
Did they call trouble with it?
No, they never.
So how is it trouble?
it's a travel. Like everybody sees it.
Bro, I mean, you got NBA officials. They were called traveling, right?
Yeah, but like they don't see it. How do you get away? How do you get away with it?
It's three referees every game. They should see it.
But like, how do you get away with it?
Because it's not travel. To get better every single year, and you got to find ways to create an advantage every single year, and that's what I'm doing, you know. And it's not travel. And I'm, this year, I'm gonna come up with something more creative that is gonna look like it's travel, but it's not.
Well, the kid was pretty hard on.
We got a future journalist.
Yes,
he asked the tough questions,
pointed questions.
I mean, seriously, he went at the league MVP, and I love it. He's right. It is a travel.
What?
But James has got it down where he, I mean, he's got the cred. He can get away with it.
He's certainly getting away with it and doing very well with it.
But A plus for that kiddo.
You bet.
He's brave.
All right. Speaking of Harden, over the week, well, he bought a share of the Houston Dynamo, our local MLS team, soccer team here. And, well, it really is frankly, a signature statement that Harden is becoming a fixture in Houston. But he's bought part of the Dynamo. Let's hear what he had to say.
H-Town, what up? I know you've probably seen the video, me joining the Dynamo as part ownership. I mean, it was time. I'm invested. This is my city, and I'm here. I'm here to stay. I know I need to, you know, bring a championship in basketball, and I will. That's coming very, very soon. But just had to show my appreciation and let you guys know that I'm a part of the city, and I'm here forever. So, you know, I'm a part of the Dynamo. We're going to take this thing to another level. Appreciate you guys, and let's do it. Swag.
Well, yeah.
Welcome committed. To ownership. Yeah, Oscar De La Hoya is also part of that ownership group. So they've got two blue chip names in that group. And hopefully the Dynamo will have lots of opportunity going forward.
Maybe we have to hold our breath and see if Anthony Davis is going to buy any franchise in L.A. Figure out where he's going to go at the end of his year, right?
Well, amazing. Yes, you're alluding to Anthony Davis coming out this week. Asked about his future, he said that he'd be happy to play for the Bulls at some point, his old hometown.
I'm sure LeBron is fired up about that. Lose Kawhi, sell your team, basically trade your entire team to bring in AD, and he doesn't want to commit.
Amazing that he would even say that. Somebody ought to just coach him to say, look, if you're asked about your future, look, he has 1 year left on his contract that's with the Lakers. When you're asked about your future, just say, I'm with the Lakers. I'm playing for the Lakers. Anything that happens after this year is way beyond my conversation right now. All I'm going to do is focus on one thing. And yet now he said he would be open to playing for the Bulls. He's going to be asked all year about his fate. It's going to be a distraction. If there's ever a time when Anthony Davis and LeBron look sideways at one another on the bench or on the court, people are going to already be speculating that AD's on his way out the door.
And people are going to be on high alert because nobody saw Kawhi Leonard going to the Clippers. So, boy, everything's going to be looked at now.
Well, I love it because I don't want life to be all happy and, well, frankly, I don't want the Lakers winning. And AD talking about going somewhere else after 1 year is the fastest way to unravel that team.
I like it.
You bet.
Yeah, excitement.
All right, when we return, we will wrap up the show. We will look at what we've learned from Carla Dawson, the Gloss, when we return on SB Nation Radio.
This is The Boss and the Gloss on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
All right, my favorite part of the show, I get to highlight what I've learned from you over the last couple of hours. Are you ready? Here we go.
Am I ever ready for this?
You are not happy with Roger Goodell's decision about Tyreek Hill.
200%.
He blew that one.
He blew it. And I've been a Roger fan, and I'm losing my luster there for him.
Okay. You are now an official member of the Charles Haley Fan Club.
Yes.
Long
well,
a fan.
I always have been.
But president. Now an official member.
She's the president.
She's the president. She's made it.
I think so. I'm loving that.
Today, you made a big concession. When the movie Hustle comes out on September 13th, you will go with Jose and me to see Jennifer Lopez do the pole dance.
I don't like you putting it that way.
That's what the movie is. It's called The Hustle.
As long as you two will go with me, I'm in.
It will be safe. We'll take care of you in there.
Are you sneaking concessions in there for us?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, for sure. I'm Little all goodies. About the candy in the purse.
She's an extraordinary cook.
Mm-hmm.
Those chocolate chip muffins, you might
Cheese
recall.
Cheese soufflé, pulling out of the handbag.
All right. you would like the Astros at the deadline to pick up Noah Syndergaard, both because he's an outstanding pitcher, but also because he's easy on the eyes. The ladies like the eye candy.
Yes.
You wouldn't mind Thor in the building, would you?
I not only wouldn't mind, I would encourage Thor in the building.
Good to note. You think it's time, and we've said this before, that MLB finally put extended netting to protect the fan experience. Gosh,
honestly, I'm a broken record. What do you, David, do you agree?
Oh, I'm with you on this one. Absolutely. This is a no-brainer. You absolutely protect the fans. And given the velocity with which they play, it is clear there is a clear and present danger being in that stadium, and they need to put the netting up, no doubt.
And it was interesting to hear Francisco Lindor say, the minute I hit it foul, I knew it was going to hit somebody.
Yep.
Wow.
He knows where it's going.
And they can't control that, but Major League Baseball can.
All right. Earlier on the show, we got to highlight the wonderful intersection of sports and fashion because you know all things sports, and you are the gloss. You're the most knowledgeable person about fashion, at least in our building.
And you're the glossiest boss.
And the number one, thank you, the number one fashion expert from sports, the number one top sports athlete in fashion.
SW.
Serena Williams. You like the pick.
I love it.
And yes, you're a little distraught that Cam Newton didn't get more credit, finishing about 15 on the list.
Right. He should be in the top 10.
All right. Adam Gold next on the Gold Standard. Be sure to tune in. SB Nation Radio.